And joining us once again on the phone, our friend Corey Pennypacker is with us. She's the CEO of Bible to School. Good morning again, Corey.
Morning, Fred.
So glad you could talk to us from home and be safe. Thank you for doing that. Tell us all about Bible to School.
Yeah, well, Bible to School is a nonprofit organization that we actually teach moms, dads, grandparents how to teach the Bible to public school kids during their school day. It's a public school ministry that is just taken off across the country, and we're just really excited. I mean, because we take the kids off site, which is a federal law that you can do that. People don't know that. And we, during the school day, and we teach them the Bible. We have 1 hour of, you know, large group teaching, and then small groups we put them in, and they even know how to learn how to apply the Bible to their lives. Then they do worship, and then they go back, and it's just once a week for elementary age kids, and it's so, so impactful.
And I know you have surpassed your goal for the year, 2,100 children, 108 classes. You're in three different states now, which is amazing. We talked about how this is impacting the kids, but do you ever hear from the parents? What kind of feedback do you get from some of the parents?
Well, with the world today, they're very concerned about their kids in public schools. And the question they mostly ask is, how can I protect my kids from darkness that's coming at them? And I get that all the time. And I actually did an article in the Washington Times on that, you know, we need to protect them. I mean, they want to protect them, but we want to prepare them. So we want to play offense. And so that's what Bible to School does. We prepare them with the truth. And, you know, you can't recognize counterfeit unless you know the truth. And so we are preparing the kids with truth so they can. So, I mean, kids are just hungry, and they're getting it. And in John 1:5, it says, you know, the darkness will not overcome the light. And so the light is, you know, that's what God brought and with through the word of God. So giving the kids this truth, this light, is just, I mean, they get it. They are hungry for the truth. We see that every week, Fred.
It's
wonderful.
Any great stories about specifically how God has touched lives of kids or a child that come to mind?
Oh, yeah. Well, Christmas, we're all coming off a Christmas break, and this one little boy came with his lunchbox, and he poured out, he said, I have my Christmas present I want to show you. And the small group all gathered around the table. He poured out his lunchbox, and it was magnets. He had gotten a magnet game. And he said, look, we want to be attracted to Jesus like these magnets are attracted to each other.
Wow.
And I thought, wow, they're getting it. I mean, you can learn about the Bible in facts, all the facts, but when you're connecting the dots, like Bible to School helps them do, that's what really, it makes life change. And
wow.
This one little girl, it said, I'm teaching this to my little sister at home, you know? And so it's pouring over into their family too, Fred. And that's what it's all about. That's sharing the gospel.
Check it out, Bible to School. It's the number 2, Bible2School.com. Find out if there's a Bible to School program in your school district. If not, you can contact and request one then. And I know that you need volunteers and you need helpers. Tell us about that.
Yes, it's come to talk to us at our website. Volunteers, it's 2 hours a week, once a week, and you will be able to sit with kids at your small group table and talk to them about Jesus. We prepare you, we train you, and you won't believe how God will use you on the front lines, right in your own school district.
Lastly, Corey, how can our listeners pray for you and Bible to School?
Yeah, you can pray, because we are on a journey this 2024. We want to get, our heart is to a big goal is to get a Bible to School in one in every state. And we're in three states now. We only have 47 more to go, Fred.
You can
and
do it.
If you know somebody in another state or in another area, another school district, let us know. Introduce us to them, and that's how you can pray for us. Who's out there who we can help equip to do this? Moms, dads, grandparents, because those public school kids need us. They need the Word of God.
Check it out online, Bible2School.com. Corey, thank you so much. We love you. God's blessings to you. Thank you so much for being a part of our program this morning.
Thanks. What a privilege. Thanks so much.